Hello?
Hello, is Michelle Dorsey there?
This is she.
Good afternoon. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So to start, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
We know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary election for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
48.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white,
white
or Caucasian? Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one is Janelle Bynum.
Honestly, I don't really follow local politics at this point. I was angry a lot. So 4 years ago, I just kind of stopped paying attention.
So for Janelle Bynum, do you have no opinion or have never heard of her?
The name sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you anything about her policies or stances.
Mm-hmm. So how should I record your answer?
Uncertain.
No opinion or never heard of?
No opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. And the second one is Jemmick McLeod Skinner.
No opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but if the 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Jemmy McLeod Skinner or Janelle Bynum?
I would probably just vote blue across the board.
And even though you say you're undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards? Jemmy McLeod Skinner or Janelle Bynum?
Is Janelle Bynum the Democrat?
I am not sure. There's not more information about that here.
Yeah, well, what I would vote whenever one was Democrat.
Okay, so how should I record your answer?
I don't know. I might not be a good one. Maybe you want to draw another one.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Seriously.
Now,
I don't follow local politics at all.
Okay, that's fine. Because the next question was, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
I've seen signs.
And would you say it's yes, only a little, some, or a lot?
A little.
A little. And what did you read, see, or hear about Janelle Bynum? I'm sorry.
Like I said, it just sounds fine.
Just a science. So my question is, and did what you see, read, saw, or heard about Janelle Bynum make you more or less likely to support her for Congress? Could be anything.
Neutral.
Neutral. We do have a scale if that helps.
50.
We have much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely if she's, yeah, probably.
Somewhat more or much more?
More.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And what makes you more likely to support Janelle Bynum for Congress from what you heard, seen, or read? Could be anything. First impressions, yeah.
First impressions. She's a black woman, right?
Yes, I think so.
I think I've seen, I'm starting to see a picture in my head. More likely.
And, but what makes you more likely? That she's a black woman?
Yes, that she's a person of color, that she represents a minority that's misrepresented. Or not underrepresented.
Thank you very much. So that she's a black woman and represents a minority. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Grade 14.
That would be a high school graduate or some college?
Some college. I got you know, I did all the general.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
One over 18.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Or no? Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
Somewhat or very?
Depends on the topic. Just go ahead and write very.
Very, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful
day.
Thank you. Bye. Goodbye.